Let's welcome in from the broadcast booth inside Gillette Stadium, the voice of the Patriots, Bob Soucy, joins us. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What is the current weather situation? We've been peeking out the door here at Splitsville, but it's been a wet one today, Bob.
Yeah, it has been. Thankfully, the temperature is at least somewhat mild, and it's a raw day, but I think at least for the fans' sake and really for the players, you know, that part of it doesn't really play much role today, I think, in this game. Wet conditions, but again, not a driving rain per se. So I think these teams are, you know, the Vikings play indoors, but they play a lot of games in inclement weather as well on the road in their division. And I wouldn't expect the weather to have much of an impact in this game.
Bob, I'm expecting a playoff-type atmosphere for this game. I think it's a big game for both teams. And just the fact that both Xavier Rhodes and Stephon Diggs are giving it a go today when I think they're less than 100% tells you how the Vikings view this game.
I would agree, Chris, and I think especially when you look at Xavier Rhodes and a hamstring injury, you know, the faith and the trust that the Vikings staff has to have that he's going to be able to stay out there in this game rather than, you know, maybe erring on the side of caution or at least taking a cautionary approach toward it and keeping them out of the lineup with their eyes on what's ahead for them. Minnesota's got a tough stretch coming up after today, Seattle. And then although against Miami and Detroit are a bit of a let up when you look at the records of those teams, it's still a division game with Detroit, and then they got to end the year with Chicago. And they're in a good position right now, but by no means do they have a stranglehold on a playoff spot as the wild card out of the NFC North at the moment. And when it comes to Stephon Diggs, certainly the late report this morning by Adam Schefter, I think, raised the flag. Diggs had been very optimistic before today, and then we got the report this morning that there was some swelling in the knee overnight. So certainly interesting to see how he comes out today. I would expect the Patriots, as good as Rhodes has been, to try to test Xavier Rhodes today.
What can the Patriots prove in this game today, Bob, when you look at it and you say, well, they did get a win last week coming out of the bye, but this is really good competition based on the talent on the roster for the Vikings. This is probably a better team than what their record reflects. So what are you looking for the Patriots to sort of accomplish other than just win the game?
I don't know if there is anything other than that, honestly, Beatle, to accomplish in this game. If they win this game, you're beating a good football team, a team that matches up well their strengths versus your weaknesses. And I think for them, it could be a very good confidence builder going forward because they have been uneven at best. Really, they've been poor. Let's face it, on the road away from Gillette Stadium. And they haven't had a complete game against a team that you now look back on. I thought Green Bay was a complete performance, but you look at the Packers, and they're a troubled team at this stage. So they haven't had that complete game in all three phases to date, where they have played 60 minutes of exceptional football, complimentary football, as Bill Belichick likes to say. If they can do that today against a quality opponent like Minnesota, that not only, I would think, allays some of the concerns for fans and makes the media feel better about this team, but it certainly has to, for the players as well, feel better about themselves.
Bob, what do you make of Danny Shelton not being active here?
Well, Chris, I had a feeling Danny Shelton might be in the doghouse after last week when he wound up with two penalties on special teams. Now, granted, that's in the third phase as opposed to playing defense for the Patriots. You know, maybe more of a situation where they're not worried about an extra defensive tackle could help plug up the middle against the run, because the Vikings, although with two quality running backs in Murray and Cook when healthy, haven't run the ball very well this year. But I certainly thought that last week, Danny Shelton did himself no favors, and he really hasn't had as much of an impact, I would say, on this team and this season as I expected him to have when the Patriots signed him back in the spring. I thought this was a guy who, as a first-round pick and a bit of a disappointment for a variety of reasons in Cleveland, in their eyes, because they let him go, would find a role with this Patriots team and have an impact similar to that of Alan Branch when he was here, and that hasn't happened through the first 11 games, 12 weeks of the season.
When are we going to see Duke Dawson?
Well, you know, I thought that we might see him today, but I still think it would be unrealistic to try to match up Duke Dawson with the guys we're talking about as receivers for the Vikings in the slot, a smaller cornerback in terms of trying to match up with a guy like Thielen, for example, if he's side. So hopefully we see him in the next couple of weeks. They activated him off IR, so I wouldn't think they would have done that if they didn't have plans to employ him at some point this season. I'm really interested in see how the Patriots line up, especially considering the news about Diggs. You know, Ernie Adams is well known. You go back to the Do Your Job 2 documentary when they talked about, as a staff, their observations of Julio Jones on tape, and then Ernie Adams watching him in warmups and how things had changed in terms of his maneuverability, the ability to cut off both ankles before Super Bowl 51. So I'm curious, you know, how the Patriots match up today. If maybe there's a last second adjustment that we may never know about based on what Ernie Adams and the staff observed of Stephon Diggs going through his warmups.
Whatever he's doing down there, Ernie Adams has his hands on his knees. Hands on the knees. Likes to get down a little bit, take a real hard look at what's going on out on the field. All right, Bob, looking forward to your call. This game should be a great atmosphere for a 425 kick at Gillette Stadium.
Looking forward to it, guys. Thanks.